Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because it is Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Mark Edge with you.
Henry Rain.
Coming to you live from the Sun Coast of Florida. Does everybody know where the Sun Coast of Florida is? I keep saying that, but I grew up here, so I don't know.
It's the south side of Tampa Bay. That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's how you locate us. Sun Coast, for marketing purposes, is Manatee and Sarasota County. So it's like the 70 miles south from the south side of Tampa Bay.
Right.
And then you've got Fort Myers and Naples are named something else now.
Yeah.
They wanted to cut themselves off and be more ritzy, glitzy. And then
they can have it.
I think Fort Lauderdale, the Gold Coast.
I don't know. I mean,
there's a place now called Palm Coast, which actually one of the cities is named Palm Coast, which I don't like that.
There's a lot of coast in Florida,
but
ours is the best.
Yeah.
Siesta Key was named the whitest beach sand in the world several times.
We've got one of the greatest rivers in Florida.
Which one's that?
The Manatee River.
Manatee River is, what was it? Charles Gamble said, was it Robert Gamble? I don't know. I've got the name.
It doesn't matter. The Gamble Mansion is where Manatee Sugar was a brand name before the Civil War. Something about the Civil War, they cut off the supply, something like that. Yeah. But we were rocking the sugar market in New York City back in the 40s and 50s, 1840s and 50s.
1840s and 50s.
Oh, man. Glory days.
It's the slave sugar, and I think that might have done something there. I'm just saying. So, anyway, we're talking about we were talking about these guys, these politicians in Florida, and their sugar babies, these prostitutes, these underage prostitutes they had, and we were
just
also,
one.
It was only one.
Just one that was underage.
Okay.
They had quite a few other ones that they entertained.
Well, that changes it.
Paid for the textbooks, classes, and stuff.
That changes it a little bit for me. In so much as they weren't targeting underage prostitutes. They knew the age of this one because her name was Vintage 1999, which is salacious as it could possibly be.
And let me restate it. They had their choice of many young, beautiful prostitutes, and they put a whole lot of effort into the 17-year-old one, to the point of breaking numerous laws, allegedly going across state lines, trafficking in minors, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't understand. Maybe she's just quite the gem. I have no idea. But, it's weird stuff. And I'm glad when politicians are held to account, because these are the ones making the laws. These are the ones pounding the desk for the enforcement of laws. And then these are the ones that just choose to break laws whenever they feel like it.
Well, and this is one of the things that we haven't talked about, but I've said it to other people. I said it before because, people talk about Hunter Biden. They talk about other people that have gotten caught in bad situations. In this country, we have devised by deliberate effort and for good reasons, too, in some ways, legal corruption. We allow influence peddling. We allow graft. We allow those things. We redefine them and legalize them within a certain parameters. And some people, with all the money coming in that they can make from so many different ways, they still got to have a little bit more. So much like those two politicians, all the money that was coming in, other than, the alleged bad checks and loans and stuff like that on Joel Greenberg, somewhere there was money, legal money coming through. Well, all that money that they could take in legally and have all these beautiful women, they still wanted what they couldn't have. So all these greedy people that are making it in, I could go on this for a long time, about Hunter Biden and John Kerry's son and all those others that were doing the legal what we would think of as corruption.
Oh, yeah.
That were like, hands off Hunter Biden. You know, we got a good thing going. We don't need to do what you're doing and screw it all up.
Right. So was Hunter Biden doing illegal things? I don't know about this story too much because
it's like the crack and that stuff like that, and hookers and stuff like that.
And you know, and people give Trump's children problems, and it seems like, you know, they seem like well kept young people. I don't know anything about them.
We're going to open up too many different sleazy business deals.
There's a lot of sleazy stuff that goes on.
Start with the Hunter Biden one. Yeah.
This is the reason that I just say, look, they're all liars and thieves, and that's where we start with. Why do we need liars and thieves to rule us in order to have order and not descend into chaos? That doesn't make any sense to me. Somehow there's got to be a better way than what we're currently doing. And people just act like, well, that's it. We got to have this. You got to have liars and thieves in charge.
All right. So let's look at two different people that associated in business with Hunter Biden. John Kerry's stepson, Theresa Hines' natural son, and Beau Biden, the late Biden brother.
Yeah.
So, and Joe Biden's younger brother. Joe Biden's younger brother and Hunter Biden formed a consulting business.
Right.
Influence peddling. But legal at that point.
Yeah.
And
the Clinton Foundation made sure it was.
And in one report, Beau Biden was brought into that company. And when, I can't remember the verbiage exactly, but when the verbiage was said by the Uncle Biden, he said, I want nothing to do with this. If you ever say this again, you're not going to see me again. The Hines kid, he was partners with Hunter Biden in an investment. We've heard about them in for China and things like that. But when he took the board seat on Burisma, the natural gas company in Ukraine, Hines said, I can't be part of this. And the second part, the unsaid part, the part you're not supposed to say out loud, I got too many good things going
right to
let you screw it up on this. Well,
did Hunter Biden not have too many good things going, or
he was an addict.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it goes. So this is how we get kind of caught up, and it's like, I just don't understand why people don't hold these folks to account. Why is it that we have to have the worst possible choices for politicians? I'm reminded of that Simpsons episode where Homer Simpson unmasks the two Republican and Democrat running for president, and it's fanged, tentacled aliens, Krang and Krunk or
because
something.
All the people that we have for leaders are humans.
The history
of the human race is this stuff.
Are there better and worse humans?
Yeah.
Why is it that the worst humans get the best, the highest positions?
Who said these were the worst?
Hunter, are you kidding me? Joe
Biden at the top of the food chain?
Trump, these aren't the worst.
Trump is pushing the envelope a little bit, but he's...
Well, you're a Democrat, though, so you're going to say that. But, I mean, the Republicans say that Joe Biden is crooked, and he is. If his son is doing this stuff and he's not stopping him, that's
A, not B there. But you can say, if you were to say to me, I don't want to say this on the radio because I'm too kind, but if you were to say to me, Joe Biden is surrounded by a family of grifters, his younger brother defaulted on a loan when Joe Biden first became a county commissioner in Pennsylvania and walked away from it because his brother was the county commissioner, I would say, well, Joe Biden didn't break the law, but that family's a little sketchy around him.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't disown, if you're a politician and you want to be the stalwart paladin of justice, you need to say...
He didn't say he wanted to be that. He wanted to be county commissioner.
Well, you want to be county commissioner, then you want to be a senator, then you want to be president.
Yeah.
And you want to be all those things and hang out with crooked people. That makes you crooked. I don't need anything else. I don't have to believe that he touched that lady in the 90s.
It's not crooked to default on a loan. It's bad character.
Well, crooked and bad character live in the same zip code.
They aren't the same residents, though.
As far as I'm concerned, all of the stuff that was just mentioned says to me, without anything else, no other information, I don't need any other information about Joe Biden, crooked. That's all I need to know. If you went into my family and said, what did his dad do? What did his mom do? You know, what did his immediate family do? You wouldn't find anything that even sounds like that.
They have anywhere near that kind of money?
No. The reason they have that money is they stole it from people. They earned their money. Free Talk Live.
Honest
Six,
Craft.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Do so. It'll make Henry feel better. It's Mark with you.
And Henry, and this is on my mind.
It's on its ground. Everybody is talking these days about contaminating men. We're on rich on graft. But nobody thinks of drawing the distinction between honest graft and dishonest graft.
There you go. The words of a great American politician. You asked about a great politician, George Washington Plunkett. Put it in writing, way back in the 1800s, the difference between honest graft and dishonest graft. Dishonest graft, they get involved with the drug dealers, the protection rackets, taking advantage of people. Honest graft, so you're an investor. You're a businessman. There's going to be a park built, and you happen to buy the tenement next to where the park is going to be built. Because you're wiser, you're an entrepreneur, you're taking advantage of your
insider
wisdom.
Trading.
Yeah, and you know, if there wasn't any dishonest, it wasn't a breaking of the law in whoever told you about that park going in there, then you're just a more successful entrepreneur than the next guy. That's what our country is built on.
Well, it is built on that, but I don't think anybody likes the idea. None of the people.
George Washington Plunkett thought it was a damn good idea.
I bet he did. I don't think a very large percentage of people who do not hold office think it's a good idea. Most people go into Congress not millionaires and come out millionaires. And one wonders why. I suspect it's this honest graph you refer to.
Can we rewind this to the part about most people? Say that sentence again for me.
As I understand it, and I'll look it up if you'd like, but basically, very few people go into the House of Representatives.
No. But earlier. Rewind back. You know, the part about most people wouldn't agree with that statement.
Right. The American people, not the politicians, would not like that, basically. They don't like the idea of honest graft versus dishonest graft. They don't like the idea of insider trading amongst their politicians.
What about the housing developers around here? You think they're okay with that kind of operation?
I suspect they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you're talking about the very high and wealthy folks.
What about the pharmaceutical companies like the executive from Merck that was on Governor Rick Perry's in his office as a chief of staff or one of the higher-ups back when he was governor, and they mandated the admission of Gardasil vaccine to all the middle school and high school girls. Do you think the fact that Merck was in there, I don't think anything that a former Merck executive was there and they were mandating a Merck vaccine, do you think anybody at Merck worried about that? Do you think the secretary is worried about that?
I think the secretaries probably didn't worry about it. They probably didn't know much about it. They just continued to do what they do. But yes, you're right. People do benefit off this. But let's not forget that the pharmaceutical companies exist. They exist because of a monopoly placed by the FDA. You have to put your stuff through the FDA's process, and it's so extraordinarily expensive that your snake oil salesman can't do it. Now, some of those snake oils worked. That's why we have aspirin.
Your fears go away real fast.
Well, aspirin exists because it existed before the pharmaceutical companies, before the FDA. It's a good medicine, and I just say the government doesn't need to be testing this stuff.
Speaking
the marketplace
will. I seem to be getting you agitated. Are you taking your blood pressure medicine? I don't want to be responsible for something like that. The only point I'm making is that in this country we have a legal channel for these impulses of the human nature, and then we have people like Matt Gaetz and Joel Greenberg that isn't enough, and Hunter Biden, and we can go on and find other people too, I'm sure, but we have a culture and a society that works and functions in a certain way, and you want to throw a stick in the gears, you don't want the ball bearings to spin freely, you want to be righteous.
Well, what I want is fairness and justice. And I think everybody wants that stuff until it applies to them. Mm-hmm. And I say apply it to everybody, especially the politicians, the ones who want to apply it to people. I think there's a different set of rules for those that are in power and those with money than there are for those of us who are not in power and don't have money. And I think that the rules should frankly be looser on us, the serfs, that feed those bastards, than those bastards. The bastards need chains to tie them down. That's what I would say.
You're absolutely right. The rules on us, The rules on us are better than the rules on us 50 years ago. They're better than the rules on us 100 years ago. So something does improve. And even though there are all these people that you call corrupt, that I just call sort of sleazy, that stay within the law, the laws evolve, the laws improve.
How am I freer than I was 50 or 100
that
years ago?
That is what you asked me.
Well, I said the
rules.
Well,
actually, you just asked me that.
The
now.
Rules were better, is what you're saying.
That's not what I'm talking about.
And the rules.
The rules improve.
Well, what's that mean? I could open a business with almost no paperwork 50 years ago. Now I can.
Okay. And that was good?
Yes.
You know,
I don't need to ask some suspicious bureaucrat if I open a business.
No, you know, that's how much of the Iran-Contra conspiracy ran, is the fact that the state of Florida had temporary corporations because we only had to do everything with paper, and they didn't want to create the whole file system for something that might go away. So they created companies that took loans from savings and loans to fund the Iran-Contra thing, and they realized they could make money by bankrupting the company in quick enough time, and then the paper trail would disappear in a few months in Tallahassee in the 80s. So, actually, what you just complained about is an improvement of the rules.
Well,
and what you like is when more people can act roughly like those Iran-Contra conspirators. Why are you so pro-Iran-Contra conspirator?
I have no idea what you're talking about. So what I would say,
right.
I don't know if that's true. What I would say, in fact, is that just because sleazy politicians use the rules that existed at the time, I mean, look, they funneled money and killed people.
All right. Before, we had all these, we didn't have very many rules on securities and exchange. And when Franklin Delano Roosevelt got the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, set up, he went to Joe Kennedy, one of the biggest manipulators, and I can't say scammers, but one of the biggest manipulators in the stock market, to write the rules, and the rules were better than they were when Joe Kennedy was making his fortune.
I think the rules in the stock market tend to be better. But I still think they're enforced in an uneven fashion.
I wish we had somebody that would come on the air and speak to us and explain to you, Mark, why you're wrong and I'm right.
Well, they will. They're 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. Look, all I'm saying is that we have more laws than anyone can read in four lifetimes. If you spent your entire life reading laws, you wouldn't be able to read all the laws in the United States.
We work in committees.
The committees are just more people back-scratching and log-rolling. It's a bad system.
Talk about it's a bad thing.
Yes, it's a bad thing. The graft is bad. Good graft is bad. Bad graft is bad. Free Talk Live, what do you think? 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says they have restored normal operations on the largest gasoline pipeline in the country. The more than 5,000-mile-long pipeline that supplies nearly half of the gas to 17 eastern and southern states was hit last week by a ransomware attack. The company was able to partially restore service on Wednesday night. They say it may still take several days for fuel supplies to return to normal. The CDC says that schools should continue to have students wear masks and physically distance through the end of this school year for all schools K through 12. Earlier this week, the agency gave its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for children ages 12 to 15. and no horse will capture the Triple Crown in 2021 as Rombauer wins the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit finished third. Rombauer's trainer Mike McCarthy winning in his first appearance in the Preakness Stakes. This is USA Radio News. A Florida congressman may have paid more than a dozen women for sex. Mike Fortier reports.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a 50-car train has derailed in southern Minnesota. Union Pacific says that more than half of the train's cars left the track Saturday afternoon, about 100 miles south of Minneapolis. No injuries have been reported, but Union Pacific says it's still working to determine if any hazardous materials were being carried on the train. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Henry Rain.
The number 603-283-6160. Pardon me. 603-283-6160. And let's get right to your calls. Well, actually, I have to do a little bit of reading of live reads here. Captain, the live reads are not available to me here. I should have downloaded them in a different fashion. Can you help me out with what needs to be read? Captain, are you there? Apparently not.
Yes, right. I am here.
Okay. I need a live read, Red. We haven't got any of this stuff done. We're in a different location here. We're down in the Gulf of Coast of Florida.
Where are we at? Fort Fast? Liberty Stickers?
The one that pays. Do Liberty Stickers.
All right. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Why, yes, I do. Well, you can do it now from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Again, LibertyStickers.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Captain.
My pleasure.
Captain's been running the board here while we try to do this show remotely.
And screening calls.
Yeah, and screen calls. Thank you. Well, I guess this. I always thought of that the same thing. Producer. You're the head producer tonight. Is that a promotion?
I produce what? Wait, do I add that to my title? I'll be like head producer, Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass.
Put it on your resume.
That's a lot to say.
So Henry and I are coming here from Bradenton, Florida, the WWPR studios. And we've been talking about all kinds of stuff tonight, including crooked politicians. And so let's go to Tony calling in from Chattanooga. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. How you doing, guys?
All's well. Hello? Tony?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Go ahead. What's in mind?
You're going through a drive-thru. Thanks. I was interested to hear your comments about honest graft. You know, that's, I'll talk about an oxymoron. But I worked in the early 90s. I worked for a guy that was a friend of mine, actually. He played golf with him. And he was a cocaine addict. And he announced to me one day on the golf course that he was going to run for Congress. And I said, well, I'm not going to mention his name. But I said, you know, that's how are you going to handle that? You're a cocaine addict. Yeah, but I'm in recovery. He said, I'm going to run this election year. I know I'm going to get beat. But the person I'm running against is announced this is her last term. And so I'm going to run. I'll get all the coke stuff out of the way. And then 2 years later, I'll run for Congress and I'll win. And that's exactly what he did.
I bet it worked.
Or it worked. Worked like a charm. 2 years later, nobody remembered. Not that I really cared that he was a cocaine addict. I mean, that was his problem. He was generally a good guy. But he'd been a somewhat successful real estate agent before then. But in the early 90s, he was probably making at most $40,000, maybe $50,000 a year. And he became part of the Republican, you know, the freshman class of 94 and 06. And 14 years later, when he left Congress, he was worth about $10 million.
Surprise, surprise, and, surprise.
Yeah.
I love stories of redemption.
Yeah. And then the next thing he did, he tried to run his 25-year-old son as a congressman. Unfortunately for the son and the rest of us, that didn't work out.
But, what was that? He tried to run his 25-year-old son what?
He tried to run, after he left Congress, he tried to run his 25-year-old son, you know, to replace him. And fortunately for the son and for the rest of us, that just didn't work. But, you know, he left. And I worked for him about 3 campaigns, and I saw him turn into just another politician. I said, that's enough of that. But, you know, I don't think he did anything illegal, but did he engage in honest graft? Well, almost certainly.
He didn't get $10 million or whatever he got in no way at all. Thank you for the call, Tony. I appreciate it. This, Henry, is the problem I have with the system, and I think everybody does. I mean, look, Tony quit his campaign to get his quit his friend's campaign over this stuff.
What kind of friend is Tony?
What kind, indeed? I think you're taking a devil's advocate role here, but you, I would agree.
Well, I'm surely not taking Jesus.
Listen, thanks for the call, Tony.
Congress is a certain level. Senate is a whole nother level, and of course, the presidency is a whole nother level like that. The fact that you want those positions, you're already a defective person.
You're a sociopath, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, no, there's something, a need in you, a narcissism, who knows what. But I remember I was helping somebody on a congressional campaign. I was the co-chair of the campaign. And at that time, Senator Bill Nelson, the last Democratic senator from Florida that got defeated 3 or 4 years ago by our former governor, Rick Scott, the Republican with the tall, bald hair that was allegedly defrauded Medicare as the CEO of HCA for hundreds of millions of dollars. Anyway, that's who the people chose. But we went to a dinner, and for 3 hours, Senator Nelson was there, and he spoke, and then people asked him questions. But even when they weren't in the question-asking thing, everybody was coming up to him, like whispering in his ear, asking him a little question. And there were only maybe 50 people in the room, but he spent 3 hours just all people coming up to him wanting something, wanting something. Congress people can actually get away and actually get to themselves a little bit. But if you're one of the 2 senators from a state,
no,
that's your life. And you go, why do you want to do this? And you're going to spend, you know, why would anybody want to spend their time doing living like that? Why does anybody want to run for president and go through that, or take their family through that? How self-centered and narcissistic do you have to want to be president?
I feel like, well, I certainly think that presidents are narcissistic and self-centered and all those things. But I don't feel like you can get away with high-level graft in that particular position. Like, for instance...
That's what you have family for.
Indeed.
let me just interrupt just a tiny second. So, I have read that Joe Biden did not get involved with stock equities or anything like that. His money was put through real estate deals. And all I'm saying, I'm not characterizing deals one way or the other, but you think about a real estate deal, that's one of the least examined things.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to stock and insider trading and stuff like that.
There's also these deals that politicians tend to get on really great loans. They get loans that just aren't available to you and me with terms that just aren't available to you and me. And it's probably because the banks, you know, own governments worldwide.
Let me tell you about a hypothetical anecdote that probably could happen somewhere close by. I was in a room with a car dealer. And it wasn't his dealership. He was just there sort of kibitzing and had been in town for a long, long time. He sat on the board of a bank. Not on the board of a bank, on the loan committee of a bank. And there were he and two other men. And this won't, I can't tell this in a minute, so we can table it and for another.
Well, time. Go ahead and tell it. We'll finish up.
So let's just say, hypothetically, a loan for the sheriff of the county came in. And the
notoriously corrupt sheriff?
I'm not saying it's corrupt, it's just a wishful thinking sheriff that wanted a really favorable loan. And the car dealer said, well, we don't do this for anybody. Why would we do this? I don't think we should do this. And the one person said, well, I do business with him, and I got to recuse myself. And the third person said, tell you what, I feel you feel strongly about this. You make the decision on this loan. We'll go with whatever your decision is.
And this is the car dealer making the decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the bank.
All right.
And he said, I'm not taking this on. He'll close my dealership up as soon as I deny him a loan. And the third person says, that's exactly right, because I would have...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Henry. This is the final segment. This is just when you tell me I've been right the whole show.
And you're right. And
you've had an epiphany.
It doesn't work that way, Henry. No, but you're free to talk.
Tomorrow's show.
Indeed. It is going to be you and I on the air tomorrow. Maybe we'll bring in somebody else after we get things sort of ironed out, but at this point it's you and I. So right now the phone lines are full. We've got David in New Mexico and looks like Dan in Michigan. And we'll get to them here shortly. So I'm not going to give out the telephone number. But we will be back on the air from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if we're not on your radio station, we're at freetalklive.com. So let's go to the phones. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
What did you call the captain? Head what?
The producer.
Head producer? Is that kind of like a fluffer?
Why don't you just go ahead?
Oh, okay. Well, they kind of do the same thing, you know. But
I guess calling him that would depend on our performance, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, there you go. See? I'm onto something here. I told you. So I'm calling to disturb
you're on to an FCC violation. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I'm calling to disparage the government, and before you...
you picked the right radio show.
All right. So this call is to accomplish two things. One, it's to put it out in the public, publish it, that I am being retaliated and against by law enforcement and threatened mildly, and you'll see how in a minute. So does it annoy you when your car gets stolen? First of all?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, how about if it gets stolen twice in 24 hours? Does that bother you?
Yes.
Okay, and if it gets, so then it probably bothers you also if it gets stolen three times in 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that happened to my neighbors here, and so 1, 2, 3. 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, somewhere in that range, I noticed somebody was stealing a neighbor's vehicle. So I
called
him
about that, yeah.
Yeah, I called the cops, and they show up like a half hour later. A good thief would have been long gone already. This one was still around. They detained the dude and determined that he indeed was trying to steal the vehicle. But the homeowner, the property owner, was not locatable at the moment, and so they let the car thief go because technically they did not have a victim, so the cops said.
That's bizarre.
Okay? That's bizarre. Okay, now, and then the next question is, okay, so then the very next day, the homeowner confirmed to the cops that, no, we didn't give him permission to take that car. He was indeed stealing that car because we didn't give him permission to take it. And the cops had ID'd the guy, and so you would think that, okay, well, now it's the next day,
warrant.
And we know he was trying to steal the car, but we didn't have a victim, and now we have a victim, so now we can go arrest him or cite him or whatever, but they don't do that. Okay, so ponder that. Number two, yesterday, a different car thief shows up at the same neighbor, and they hook up to the same car that the previous car thief was trying to steal. And this one, I immediately called the cops, and I also called the neighbor who was not present at the moment, obviously. And 43 minutes later, the cops still did not show up, and they never did. However, the homeowner shows up 2 minutes after the thieves left with the vehicle. And while I'm on the phone with the cops, watching the thieves take the vehicle, the cop who does not like me because I criticized the performance of their dispatchers, which are not very bright, the cop says, okay, what's your address? We're going to send the officers to talk to you. And I'm like, well, wouldn't you rather go to the scene of the crime where there is at this very moment while I'm looking at them and simultaneously reporting it to you, there is a crime in progress. Wouldn't you rather go there first? And he says, no, they want to come and talk to you. And the reason is obviously to me, because I had criticized them to their ears, the performance, their job performance.
Let me ask you this, David. Why is this guy getting his car stolen over and over? I mean, I've never had two thieves in 2 weeks try to steal the same car.
Two different thieves, yeah. They apparently have identified that the owner of the property lives a couple miles away. He had recently purchased this additional property and has not yet put a renter or anybody into it, and so it's unoccupied with a vehicle that was parked, stored in the garage.
So they stole it out of a garage.
Yeah, they hooked onto it and with a four-wheel drive and dragged it out backwards.
Is there some kind of network for car thieves? I mean, how in the world do they know all this?
What kind of car was it, by the way?
David?
Pardon?
What kind of car was it?
Oh, just some old sedan, nothing special. But then today they stole a third car theft and a successful theft to a second car and a second neighbor happened today. And that's the kicker to the whole thing is the thief from yesterday that got away with the vehicle at 2:30 in the morning. I noticed that same truck and thief and trailer were running around the neighborhood casing the place looking for other things to steal. But I didn't bother to call the cops because I didn't want to be detained in the middle of the night for bothering the police again with another car theft. So I just ignored it after I watched what he was doing. And then I get up in the morning, and at about 9:10 in the morning, that same truck comes back again and goes to a second neighbor, and I watch him, and he hooks up to that neighbor's truck or car, loads that car up, and drives away with it.
Shit, this isn't a repo truck?
No, it's not. I don't call the cops because I'm not ever calling the cops again for anything because they are retaliating against me.
It's the truth that, if you get on the bad side of law enforcement, it's really ugly for you.
It's a bad side to be on.
Yeah, it's a bad side to be on. Let's go to Dan in Michigan. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, hey, how you guys doing? Hey, just want to make a few comments on your guests there talking about politicians and stuff. This is the real world. This is what the real world people are seeing out here. It all started with Lois Lerner. She gets caught doing her dastardly deeds with the IRS. What happens?
Who's Lois Lerner?
You get it. Yeah, Lois Lerner, the IRS gal, back during Obama, where she was refusing to give the permits or whatever to the Republican Party. The
conservative parties, yeah.
So she gets the, So right off the bat, you get immunity from prosecution, Lois Lerner, but come on in and testify for us. Oh, okay. Is your name Lois Lerner? I plead the fifth.
Every question she asks, I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Oh, because you get immunity from prosecution. Oh, you're okay. You can go ahead and tell us. Nope, I plead the fifth. Next thing, Hillary Clinton. Illegal server. Illegal emails. Her entire crew of people that ran the illegal server, all of them were given immunity from prosecution before even one single question was asked of them. They brought them in front of Congress. Here, let's testify. Oh, I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Is your name John Doe? I plead the fifth. Jeez, oh, Pete. Now, what do we get next? Nancy Pelosi says, nobody is above the law, when she was talking about Trump. But
yes, of course.
Every Democrat is above the law. They all get immunity from prosecution.
Do you really think it's just one party? I mean,
pardon me?
Do you really think it's just one party, Dan? Because these guys we're talking about in Florida are definitely Republicans.
Right. I'm just saying, how is anybody supposed to be expected to trust our government when every day all we see is crooked dealings? Nobody is treated properly. There is no interest in justice. Oh, I know. There's a problem in the FBI. Ah, we'll appoint Mr. Durham. He's going to make a Durham report. What happened to it?
I don't know, but as far as I'm concerned, the FBI is, frankly, a pretty unprofessional organization. After they raided my studio and they seem to be doing the very best to take Free Talk Live off the air and ruin our First Amendment rights and presumably the same rights, the First Amendment rights of 500,000 listeners, I don't really have much use for them. But, as far as I'm concerned, Washington, D.C. should probably be sawed off and shoved out into the Potomac, and we shouldn't have to deal with it anymore. Henry, what do you think? I mean, you know,
I'm
justice
wondering
means
how much
justice.
Deductible that guy had on his car insurance policy.
The guy who had the car stolen twice?
I think that was a repo guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really strange story, but what can I tell you?
Why was he sticking his car where somebody away from his residence?
Well, I do have David still on the line, so I'll just go ahead,
David.
And bring him on. David?
Yeah.
Why did that guy still have his car there after it's been attempted to be stolen once?
Because it was inoperable and it came with the property. He got it with the property and it was inoperable.
They stole an inoperable car?
Yeah, that's why they had to drag it out.
Bizarre. Thank you for the call, David. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Thank you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.